We've been going through a kind of a dry season, a kind of hard season, and we just want to see what God's kingdom come to this area of the world. And we've just been seeking the Lord through prayer. So I asked some of the people in our church, Pastor Carmel and other people, to share what's on their heart, what we need to pray for, for the area of the world, and then sharing some of the things that we've been involved in over the past 2 years since I've been here the last time. So if we can have that video, and then I'll come up and share a little bit more.
Greetings from Mostar, Bosnia and Herzegovina. I'm so glad I can share some things which are as a prayer need for our country and our town. Quite many of our churches are shrinking, going down, and if we continue in this way, they will be closed in, I don't know how much time, in another 10 years. So we need really a renewal, and we desperately need revival in Bosnia and Herzegovina. We had some kind of a revival after the war. Then slowly through the time, we got, honestly, a little bit cold, got into projects and being distracted with quite many other things. So please pray for us that we'll come back to the first love for Lord Jesus Christ, and that we will start really reaching new people and building the churches. Pray also for Mostar Church, for the space, as we are for the last 16 years trying to get the permit for renovation. But we are finding quite many obstacles on the way by political parties and people in power. So please support us in this way, as we need desperately new space. Thank you very much. Blessings from Mostar.
Evo molitvena potreba za Mostar, da Bog dragi oči otvori ljudima i uši i srce, da stvarno raspoznaju ko je Bog i da shvate da im je to potrebno, da im je to najveća potreba.
Za Bosnu i Hercegovinu stabilnost, ključna riječ inače, stabilnost za Bosnu i Hercegovinu kao zemlju i stabilnost i u samoj crkvi. Znači stabilnost politička, financijska, poboljšanje odnosa između tri naroda.
We are in a very, very interesting times of trying to raise up workers and leaders for the Evangelical Church of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
I pray for young people, for children in our churches, that they can really be the one to take God's word into our community, into our families, and over the borders of Bosnia and Herzegovina. God bless.
Naša nova služba u našoj lijepoj Bosni i Hercegovini i molite se za nas da se proširimo, da budemo blagoslov crkvama, da imamo što više plemena, odnosno grupa sa djecom, da Gospod blagoslovi naše vođe. Molite se, evo, da možemo mi da napredujemo, da možemo da imamo sve ono što nam je potrebno, da možemo da rastemo i prije svega da proslavimo Boga kroz sve to. Uvijek spremni, zaista smo spremni.
Tanja 3.18 kaže da će Bog odvratiti, odnosno otjerati nevolju, da na sebi ne nosimo više sramotu. Molite se da ovo područje ne bude sramni, da ne bude u sramoti i nevoljeni Balkan, već Božji blagoslovljeni Balkan.
So you heard some of the prayer needs that we have for the country. And I want to just emphasize two things. Pastor Carmel talked about the space that we need. Even before I came to Bosnia-Herzegovina, they bought a piece of land with lots of prayer and lots of just believing God had given that piece of land. It is in a strategic place. And for over 16 years now, they've been waiting for a building permit. We've been waiting for a building permit to build on that land. So you can see that there's a lot of corruption, they told us we can't build there because they don't have a plan for that area of the city to build, but other people are building because they're giving bribes and things. And we just really need God to speak to us in this area, whether it's time to sell the land and to buy something else, or the situation is we've been using the church on the other side of Mostar. And because Mostar during the war was split into two sides, one that was mostly Bosnian Muslim, one that was mostly Croatian Catholic, and some people still won't cross over to the other side of the city. So that's why we have two evangelical churches, and it's hard for us to reach out to the area. We were reaching out to mostly Croatian Catholic area. And it's hard for us to reach out to that area because they won't come to the other side of the city, you know. So we really, it's not just that a building, you know, you have this building project here, and it's not just because of the building, it's because you want to reach more people. And that's the same thing we want to do. So please pray for that God would resolve that situation, and we would be able to hear his voice and get some kind of building so we can be more of a light to the community. And the other thing is we have a lot of programs for kids. You saw the Samaritan Purse shoeboxes. They're going to be coming soon. You can pray for those as we distribute those. We've also got kids' camps and everything. But we've been seeing the numbers of kids and youth coming to these programs going down. And I just think it's so strategic in this area of the world where there's been centuries and centuries of war, to reach out to the kids and to the youth. And so it's been a battle, it's been a struggle, and we have this new program we've been doing called Royal Rangers. It's a Christian scouting program, and I really believe that's one of the a great program, because it talks about mentoring young people, teaching them to be leaders in the church even as they grow, that they can be a vital part of the church. And so pray that we can have more of these groups. We've been trying to get one in Mostar, where I'm in. There's some different parts of the area of the country that we've been able to get some groups, but we're just really praying for Mostar that there would be a breakthrough, that we can reach the kids and the youth of this generation. I've shared the statistics before. There's probably about 500 born-again believers in a country of almost 4 million. So the harvest is ripe. And we just really need God's direction, not programs or just relying on those things, but God's direction for this time, for this place. So I appreciate your financial support of me that allows me to be there, and your prayers as we continue to reach out and be a light there in a dark place. So thank you for that. God has been encouraging me in the Word, and I want to share just a little encouragement for you today. And the title of my message is "Are You Thirsty?" And when we're thirsty, we go to we want refreshing. We want to go to the best source of water. And I just wanted to share a little story from my experiences in Bosnia-Herzegovina. I was with some friends, and we actually went to Montenegro, which is neighboring country. We were going up to this monastery that's up in this cliff. It's up in the mountains. And so there was this long mountainous road to get to this monastery. And then it was actually very crowded that day. We found out that it was some Orthodox holiday, because it was an Orthodox monastery. And so there was this crowds, and we were supposed to go up the so you go up this windy road, and then you get to another part, and you go up more windy roads. Well, we couldn't even get to the monastery with our car or near it. So we're looking, and it didn't look so far up the hill. But this is like in August; it's over 100 degrees. We didn't have any water, and so our friends and we go up this path, which actually was a windy path as well. So it took us a lot longer to get up that hill than we thought. And then when we got up there, they were giving out bottles of holy water. And my friends and I, we didn't even think about it. We took off the cap and we just drank down that holy water. We could be being holy in and outside. I think we shocked a lot of people there, because they usually just take it home and they put it on. You know, they believe in this. But we just were so grateful to get that holy, you know, that water in that thing. We didn't even get into the monastery that day. It just didn't work out. But we were so grateful for that drink, that refreshing drink of cold water. And I've been reading through the prophet Jeremiah. And in this time, you know, it's a dry place in Jeremiah. You know, God is constantly telling them, if you don't turn from your sin, this is going to happen. You know, there's going to be war and famine and death. It can be hard to do that. But in Jeremiah 17, this is what something that the Lord says to them. Thus says the Lord, curses of the man who trusts in man and who makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. But it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is a tree planted by water that send out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green. It is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. And we got two pictures here. We've got this the shrub in the desert. And I don't know if you've ever been to a desert. I don't know that I've ever been to a desert itself, but in Mostar, where I live, there's very rocky mountains, and there's just little shrubs that will grow on the mountains, you know, just little bits of kind of green. But as soon as the summer comes, and it can get very hot in Mostar, over 100 every day, you know, they start to shrivel up and they start to get brown. The roots aren't very deep. And there's not, and a lot of times it's dry in the summertime, and so there's no rain. There's no way for them to get the moisture and the water that they need. So they shrivel up and die. And this is this can be a picture for us when we are trusting in things. When we're touching things from this world, when we're trusting in maybe some relationships we have that are going to give us life, give us help us in life, when we are trusting in maybe the political situation. We know that it's an election year. If we're putting our trust in political leaders to bring us peace and bring us prosperity, I think we're going to be disappointed, because you know, they're from the world, and that they're not going to bring us true peace and true prosperity. Even in our own thinking, we have we have problems in our lives, and we start to think in our own way. How can I solve that problem? How can I get out of this problem? And and we'll find that soon we're just feeling very dry if we rely on those things. If we're turning to those things, you know, when a shrub is in that desert place, it's just responding to the circumstances around it. It's becoming like the place around it. I can tell you that in Bosnia-Herzegovina, it's still a desperate situation, the political situation. If you can imagine, they have three presidents. and they rotate every 18 months, so there's one president representing each of the ethnic groups. And they do some things, and then the next person comes in, and he changes all the things. There's one guy in the presidency now that he actually stole like millions of dollars from the government. He was never put in prison, and he was elected again to the presidency. I mean, this is like crazy, you know? And people have no hope, you know, when they look at that situation, when they look at what's going on, they have no hope. And it's easy to get just discouraged and without hope. When you don't have the Lord, it's easy to get in that place. But even when you do have the Lord, when you keep hearing these things, when you keep hearing about the economic situation, when I first went to Bosnia-Herzegovina, there was 80% unemployment rate. And now it's about 40. Actually, in most of these, it's about 50%. And people are discouraged. Young people are having trouble finding jobs, and they want to leave the country. And hearing these things and just being, just can get you discouraged. It can get you dry. But there is good news, because it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord." And we have a different picture of somebody who trusts in the Lord. It says that he's like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes, and for its leaves remain dry. So we need to, as the church, get our roots down into the Lord. He talks about him being the fountain of life. And we need to just put our roots down. We need to stay there, even in the midst of everything. We need to spend time with him. We need to wait upon him. We're in a very instant society. You know, microwaves and ATMs and everything is just very instant. It's a little slower in Bosnia-Herzegovina, but it's getting even that instant thing. And we have so many things to do and so many commitments, but we need to take that time to just be with the Lord. Just let our roots go down deep in him. You know that we were familiar with Psalm 23, and he says he will lead us by streams of water, and that he will restore our soul. I was just reading a book about Psalm 23 recently, and the author pointed out that sheep will not drink from a river. They will not drink when there is fast-moving water. They will only drink from still streams. And sometimes in our lives, we have so much going on and like so many devices going off, buzzing and everything. Sometimes we just need to put all those things aside and spend just the time with the Lord, hearing from him, hearing. Because prayer, you know, is not just giving our requests to the Lord, but it's hearing from him. It's being refreshed from him in the situations that we're in. And it says, they do not fear when the heat comes, for the leaves remain green. If you listen to the news, you can fear can well up in you. You know, the situation, the political situation, that the things that are going on in the world, terrorism and all those things, and fear can rise up in you. Fear can rise up in you when you have difficult situations in your family or at your job. But it says those who are planted by the stream, by God, getting their source from God, when the heat comes, and it will come sooner or later in our lives, that our leaves will remain green, that we will have that life in us. And it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. And we can be anxious, too, about many things in our lives, in many situations. And in the year of drought, and like I said, these past couple years have been really dry season in the church that I've been working in Mostar. It seems like, you know, this thing that we've, with the building, it's just, you know, people are discouraged. Like I said, you know, just having the kids programs that we used to have, but if we could just become anxious about it and worry, oh, what are we going to do, instead of seeking the Lord, we become anxious. But it says it does not cease to bear fruit. And sometimes I've been asking the Lord, because we haven't seen a lot of fruit like salvation, like baptism, in the past couple years, and I'm asking, what is the fruit that you want us to have? And sometimes it's just the fruit of the Spirit. You know, one of the fruit of the spirits is patience, and we don't like that. We want the suddenlies, like Pastor Bob was talking about today. And thank God for the suddenlies. But some of the things of God, they don't come right away. We have to wait. We have to be patient, and we have to come to the Lord and to get the fruit of patience, of perseverance. You know, trusting the Lord, even when the seasons are dry, having those roots go deeper and deeper. And you know, roots, you don't usually look at a tree and see the roots growing. You know, it takes years and years for the roots to go down, and it takes time for us to just really renew our minds and get on the page with the Lord, because we've got all these other things going on, all these other things that we've bring into life, our sins and the situations going on in our lives, and we need that refreshing, we need that renewing, but it's going to take time. And I know that we all have busy schedules, and they're like, when are we going to find time? Find time. You know, the things that are important in our lives, we find time for. And, you know, whether it's just while you're at the, you know, washing your dishes or getting up a little earlier. I am not a morning person. I do not like to get up early in the morning. But sometimes just sacrificing that sleep and believing that the God is going to give me the strength for that day. You know, maybe... I won't feel as refreshed in my body, but he's going to give me that strength, and he's going to give me what I need for the day as I just remain in him and keep going deeper and he's going to give me that fruit that I need. And I think that also he's going to give us a testimony, and the fruit is not just for us. It's for the nations. It's for the people around us. When they see and know that we are going through tough times too, you know, but we have this fruit in our life. We have love. We have joy. We have peace. We have patience with them because we have our source is the Lord. And when there's dry times, when there's fearful times, that they can see the fruit, they can see the green leaves that are coming out, because we are spending our time with the Lord and just digging into what he has. He's a well. He's the well of salvation for us. He's the well of peace and joy in these times. And so no matter where you are, what situation you have in your life today, Jesus wants you to come closer to him. Jesus wants you to draw from the well that he has for you, and he will refresh you. And we have to keep coming back and back. It says another part in Jeremiah, you know, he said the Lord had two things against the Israelites, that they had forsaken the fountain of living water, and they had dug their own cisterns or their own wells. They were trying to dig their own wells. And when we dig our own wells, they lose the water quickly. But we keep coming back to the fountain of life, to the fountain. He will bring growth in our lives. He'll bring refreshing in our lives, and he will bring fruit that's not just for us, but it's for our families, for our neighbors, for our coworkers, for our churches. We need to encourage one another. You know, sometimes we need to bring another one a glass of water, a drink, to refresh a brother and sister that's going through a hard time, and remind them to go to the fountain of life that's going to bring growth, and it's going to bring glory to God, because we know it's not from ourselves, but it's from Him. So I just want to encourage you that, and I just want to pray for us that we would come to that fountain today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are a fountain. You are the wellspring of life, and you bring life to us, not just salvation and the future, but you bring life to us right here and now in the situations that we're in, Lord. Lord, I pray that you draw us. Help us to be thirsty for more of you, and come and make that time and make that effort to be with you, so we can draw from the fountain, the well of life that you are in our lives. And we pray that, Lord, that that would not just be for us, but for those around us, those you have placed in our lives, that you want us to show, because they are thirsty, whether they know it or not, and that they would just come to us, and they would see the fountain of life in us and want to drink of you, Lord, and accept you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.